guys, what's up? Welcome to Date Fails. I'm Kate Quigley. I am so excited to be here doing an episode today with two of my very good friends. First of all, both of you are beautiful. It's shocking to me that we're all single. Like, one of us should have managed to trap a man by now.
Is it though? I can only speak for myself.
But no, you can speak for me, too.
I know what I'm capable of.
Yeah, I know.
After happy hours.
So. Yeah, all right. Well, we all have a little psycho in us. Sometimes we have a bigger psycho in us. Well, anyway, let me introduce my guests today. So let's start over there on the end with the other lovely blonde in the room. You and I have been friends for a very long time. She's a very funny comedian and writer and also hosts a podcast that I've been a guest on and I love, which is called White Wine, True Crime. Carrie Martin, everyone. Carrie.
Yay!
Your podcast is so dope. So basically their podcast is they have comics come over and drink wine and watch crime TV shows and then analyze the show and basically make fun of it. Is that, am I getting it right?
In a nutshell. That's it. For the most part, it's wine. There are times when we will have vodka. There's times when I've taken muscle relaxers. Ooh. And half the time, the comics don't drink. So it's me and my co-host, Caitlin, getting progressively drunker.
Which is really fun, too, to watch this.
It's a train wreck.
I had a blast. I had a blast doing that show. We watched an episode about a tweaker couple. They were both meth heads, and they had kids. And they were trying to, I think, refinance their home.
And for people who don't watch true crime, you don't watch true crime, which is totally fine.
I watch crime shows, but not that specific. That's a specific show, right?
No, that's what you said the day of the podcast, too.
Right.
And then you asked if it had Matthew McConaughey in it, and no.
Yeah.
It's a genre.
I was disappointed.
On the Investigation Discovery Channel. It's okay. We had fun.
But it's about crime. I love crime shows.
Yeah.
But I watch more scripted. I watch, Criminal Minds.
Like the real gritty stuff. That's why Annabelle and I over here, we like to bond over Bachelorette and Real Housewives.
Uh-huh.
Because the most crime I watch is, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I was like, there's a jail in it. They're policemen. Crime.
I like jails. The other night, I'm going to introduce you in a second, but the other day I was driving to a gig in San Miguel and we drove by a prison. I'm not sure what prison. Folsom, maybe. I don't know what's on the way. We drove by a prison and it didn't occur to me that I had turned on my Tinder because I was Tindering along the drive. And all of a sudden, I'm Tindering up all these guys. I'm like, man, these guys look like they just got out of jail. Like, these guys look dark. And then
bad boys.
Yeah, my buddy Jackson is like, well, you know, there's a prison like a mile away. He's like, they probably did just get out of jail. I'm like, sweet. This is how you
do
it.
Then they're single.
Yeah. I'm like, they probably have no one. They need help and I can fix them and they'll never leave me. They'll owe me for life. Anyway, on that note, I should introduce Annabelle. I'm so excited you're here. First of all,
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Of course. You are so funny. Your stand-up is so funny.
Well, I got what I needed. I can leave. I don't even need to be it's not going to get better than that for me.
She came for the compliment.
Now I can go. So just send me that audio so I can play it every day.
You are, though. Like, your Twitter is so funny. Your stand-up is so funny. I remember the first time I ever saw you. Do you remember when we met at the comedy store?
We were in the belly room, and she came in, and, my head, I feel like I'm, a frat guy. As soon as I know that there's, a hot young girl with, great boobs, it's, I just sense it. It's a sixth sense where it's my head whipped around. Somebody was performing. I was in the front row and I was being very rude. And I was like, Mom, look at that girl. Look at her. Because I'm more excited to see a hot girl than I am to see a hot guy.
Right.
And I'm straight.
Is it
not like it would
she's
matter.
One of us? Because you're very attractive.
I get so excited because I'm I like to see their makeup. I love to see their outfits.
Yeah.
Looking.
Yeah.
It's like going to a zoo, but it's not cruel because I just want to sit there and look at it.
And you can feed Kate.
Yeah. I mean, not like she eats
more
her,
drugs
I mean, look at
her,
but
than
she
food.
Looks. But it's it's something. I'm not going to go to a fucking museum. I'm not that intelligent. But it's looking at an art piece.
Oh my God, you're too kind. Thank you. I remember that because back then I was doing comedy dressed really cute. So I went on stage that night in a little midriff top and a short skirt. My
you
hair
had
was
boots
curly
on and
cowboy boots. I had my makeup done, and I don't normally look like that on stage. But I remember that night because you came up to me and you said something about who I looked like. I can't even remember now.
Because you looked like a very sexy, edgy Carrie Underwood, like a
ooh,
mix of
that's a good
thank
one.
You.
Like Carrie Underwood had a personality and was very
Yeah,
thank you. Well, and then you went on stage, and I was like, holy shit, this girl is funny. You kind of almost play Well, first of all, Annabelle DeSisto. I should introduce her. Annabelle DeSisto, very funny comedian and writer. And you have a blog. I apologize. I haven't had a chance to see it because I didn't even know.
It's okay. I mean, it's like second to HuffPo. It's pretty big, but...
It's called Adderall and Compliments, which is my favorite name I've ever... I love Adderall
Thank
and Compliments.
So I decided to name it after my favorite foods. I was like, what are my favorite things in life besides myself and cats?
So funny. The other day, my friend is like, why don't you have an Amazon wish list? You have to have one.
I
want is compliments. I don't need things. I just need people to be like, I love you. And I feel that's all I need. That's really
it. I just need the validation.
That's really it. But Carrie, you said you've read her blog and you love the blog.
Yes, I knew that Annabelle has done comedy, and unfortunately, I haven't seen it. I happen to be.
It's okay. A lot of my shows are sold out. The ticket price is very high.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you can get a scalper, that's great. But so I don't, you know, fault you for not seeing
it. It's hard to get in.
Okay.
There's a line.
It's like Hamilton. It's, you know, sold out. It's huge. I'm a black rapper.
Yeah, your material is so funny because she almost does, I don't want to say it's a character because you really are like this in real life to some degree, but you amp it up on stage and you basically almost play like a spoiled Beverly Hills brat, but in a way that's so unapologetic about it, it's absolutely hilarious. Like, I couldn't even repeat your material, but the first time I ever saw her, I mean, she's blatantly racist on stage, but like unapologetic.
Who you are off stage, on stage. You want to be honest, and I'm just an asshole. People are like, you know, that character's so mean. I was like, yeah, that character. And I was like, ooh, that's, if anything, those are the nicest things I have to say. Like, when people are like, oh, that character's so mean, it's like, I was like, I think I'm so nice on stage. I was like, can you imagine, like, the things that go in my head? I was like, ooh, I can't say that. This will be, like, my family-friendly, you know. Sat and people were like, oh, that was a...
Imagine if you actually said, like, everything that you thought.
Oh,
you
know? I would have been shot by now. I would...
You're like, I wouldn't be living.
To your car.
I'd be dead.
Yeah.
But so, Carrie, you read the blog and you loved
it. I did. I was telling Annabelle in the hallway. It was one of those where, yeah, I'd had a late night the night before, and I was like, well, I'm definitely not working out, so I'm either watching Netflix or I'm reading in bed. And I happened upon her blog on Facebook, and I watched The Bachelorette, and this is a good season. And so I popped on it to read it, and it was one of the funniest things I've ever read. I literally spent the next probably 3 or 4 hours binge reading it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, going back through old episodes.
So nice.
And then I started reading about Vanderpump Rules. I loved her style. And if you guys get a chance to read it.
That means so much to me. I don't read anything.
I thought it was hilarious.
Like, reading a tweet, I'm like, oh. Like,
it's so long.
The fact that anybody reads it, it makes me really happy.
It is funny.
You include a lot of pictures.
That's important.
Yes, there's a lot of pictures.
Pictures are important. It is funny because I tweet a lot of jokes, more jokes than anything, and people will complain at me. Actually, I have a few people who have tweeted at me and been like, enough with the words already. Like, how about some photos or something? And I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. Like, so now sometimes.
That's what I also said to girls. Enough with the
more
words.
Groups. Enough with the, yeah.
So do now, a Little Mermaid. Enough with the words. Just, you know.
Seriously.
Let's talk.
It's unbelievable. Well, you know what's funny about that is I've been trying to do some material on stage about that because I recently dated a porn star. Yeah. Does that big mistake? Big mistake, well, folks at home. Not a great idea to date a porn star.
I couldn't handle someone who had more credits than me.
That's, well, like, you think that, and then you watch their work and you're like, oh, but they can't act, and it's like, that hurts. But I realized that the reason I can't do it, it's not even about him having sex with other girls. In a weird way, like, that kind of almost made me feel good. Because I'm like, oh, he's fucking so many girls at work. He probably won't even, like, try to, like, pick up randoms. You know what I mean? Like, I was happy about it. But what I didn't like is the balance of power is off. Because think about it. Like, with a normal guy, if he's being kind of a dick, you're like, oh, yeah? Well, guess what? You ain't getting none tonight. I'm going home. And then they're like, oh my God, no. I'm sorry. I'll try harder. I'll text you more. I'll call you. It's my fault. It's all my fault. That doesn't work on a porn star because they're like, cool, you want to leave? I got a 7 a.m. call time. Three girls going to be sucking my dick in the morning. So it doesn't. So then all you can take away is your personality.
See, I don't have that problem. I think I just date the worst guys in the world. I say I'm going to leave, and they're like, can I walk you to your car? I had this happen once, and I was like, no, you don't have to. And he goes, no, I need to get my guest parking pass.
What? Yeah. Really? See, usually if I'm at a guy's place and I'm threatening to leave before the sex, they will find some way to try to convince you to stay because they want the sex.
You must be really good at it.
At the sex?
At the sex.
Thank you. I've never had a complaint about the sex, but I don't know if I'm like a pro.
And I'll be honest, if you're airing your dirty laundry, we're pretty good friends.
Yeah.
It wasn't just one.
Your dirty laundry is just
It
bikinis.
Wasn't just one porn.
Your laundry is very easy to do. All your clothes fit in like a little.
I mean,
I haven't told the other
porn real.
Star story. All right. Well,
tell me. I'm sorry.
Fuck. Okay, Carrie. Thank you. This
yeah,
is fine.
Anytime you want me to come on, I'm around.
I told this on stage last night, so I guess, all right, I had a bad date fail. I had the worst date. This is so embarrassing. By the way, I just want to go on the record to say that I don't hook up a lot, and I'm not the kind of girl to just bring home porn stars. Am I the kind of girl? I don't hook up a lot. Do I hook up a lot? I don't. I hook up with guys I like, typically, but it's just that I believe...
Only a few that I hate, you know, but that's,
well,
we
yeah.
all do what we do. We have
I
to.
I do, because I don't,
we
do
all
you
have a mortgage?
Do you have know. Booty calls?
No, I have three cats, so I don't, that takes
so
care
you
of really,
their place.
Yeah, so I don't really have any problems, because no one is calling me, so I don't have a booty
call. You don't have a booty call that you keep on the line for when you're really, really horny and you want to hook up?
No, my closest thing to a booty call is like when I accidentally sit on my phone and I call someone, it's just, you know. yeah, I don't. Like, I would say I wish I did. I wish I was exciting
no,
enough.
I've not had them so many times, and I've just recently tried to keep them, but I only can have them if I don't like them. I can only...
So you only keep them for the sex, like a stud pony?
I have one.
Okay.
I have two, actually, now, that are on call. Like, it's...
Doctors? They have a pager?
They have a pager. She brought the pager back.
Yeah. It's just like 6-9.
They have
9,
a pager,
6,
and I text boobs, 800-815.
Pen 15.
Yeah. So I really like, I can only have you as a booty call if I can't stand you to the point where I would never date you, but you're really hot. So, and they don't last for very long because I do get bored of the sex if I'm not into them. But yeah, I have a couple that I will call. But so, all right, there's a porn star. Not the one I was dating, a different porn star. He said, I hosted the AVN Awards, so I met him. I met
no,
all
No, there is no shame. Do you think Leonardo DiCaprio was like, yeah, this model, oh, another model. Guys, I, you know, don't judge
two
me.
Two models.
I just feel so
no,
dirty.
It's okay. You can have all the porn stars. It's fine.
Okay.
It's not like some...
I went from A-list actors and NFL players to porn stars. Yeah. Like, I took a
and
big
I've been
step
there
down.
All of it, and I have some stories.
So there's a porn star who's actually super hot. And Carrie's seen him mm-hmm. naked.
Well,
it's good look.
We're not the only one. He does porn.
and he's smart, actually. And he's funny. And so we started kind of talking. And then we kind of worked together on something, ironically. He was on an episode of my TV show. And then we just kept in touch. But like more as friends. I was like broing him out. But then he started kind of flirting, and then we started talking about hanging out, and then I was like, maybe I'll go out with him. You know, I wasn't going to because I dated the one porn star and I felt bad about it, but then that porn star turned out to be like hooking up with tons of chicks that I found out about, so I was like, whatever, why not? So I said we could go out. So he's like, cool, I'll come over after work. So I'm like, great, perfect time. So he comes over, he gets off work at like 4, he calls me at like 4:45, he's like, I'm on the way, do you mind if I come in and take a shower real quick, because I didn't get a shower after work. So I'm like, sure, come on in. So he comes in, he takes a shower, and then I'm like, so what do you want to do, where do you want to go? And he's like, I want to fuck you. Yeah, and I'm like... What? I thought you wanted to go out and like do something and like we can go. I go, why don't we go get food? Are you hungry? And he's like, yeah, I'd love to eat your asshole.
Yeah, it's on the menu.
Yeah. And so now
it's a great Yelp review. It's a very popular
and
restaurant.
I have to say, again, as a disclaimer, knowing Kate for so long, she tells me so many stories about guys wanting to eat her ass. I don't think I've ever had anyone offer or try.
What?
See, to me, I think
know.
That's so glamorous.
Sorry, like, blocked it out.
When
it
I saw
traumatic.
Somebody do coke for the first time, I was like, I've only seen this in the movie. Like, to me, that's so, like, because I don't think of regular people. Maybe I'm just that
what?
Much of a shut-in.
Wait,
that I'm
you've
just,
never
maybe.
Had a guy eat your ass, either one of you?
No. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
So I blocked it out.
If somebody wanted to do that, I would, it would, and it's not a judgmental thing
no,
about,
please.
Like, the act. So I'm not judging people who do it. So I know this is going to sound hypocritical. But if a guy wanted to do it, I'd be like, oh, no. And we, I can never.
And I'm definitely not returning
it. And I will drown myself in Listerine, and you can please go. And please tell me what cups you use so I can throw them out. Like, I, no, no.
Well, I thought it was so normal now. I thought it was like a
kiss. I think it's normal. No, I think it's normal.
A kiss for your ass.
I think it's normal. I'm probably just like a Mormon.
No, but I mean, I get it because I have
fun Mormon.
It could be just because of my job now. Maybe with my show about all the sex stuff, everything just seems tame to me. Or maybe it's because I read 50 Shades of Grey. I don't know what
No, I think you're the norm. I think that you like are the Cosmo girl of what, you know, it's 2016 owning your sex. No, I think that's the norm.
Okay, well, thank you.
Just not everybody has the luxury of people wanting to do it to them.
Exactly.
Oh, well, you should let someone. It's great. But
yeah. I'll let somebody. So many people are begging, and you know what? I'll just pick a lucky.
I'm almost 40. Like, I feel like I'm past my prime.
No,
I thought about getting a breast reduction. I'm like, what? There's no point anymore.
Yes, there is. Although, your Carrie, every time I periscope with you, like 20 guys are like, she has great tits. So I don't know if I'd mess with them.
Maybe it's like the last redeeming thing I've got left. Maybe I should hold on to it, like bloody talons.
I love it. You have great. Before
you.
I finish this porn star story, though, can we come back just for 1 second to? So wait, has no guy ever asked Carrie?
Yeah, I think though it's like self conscious because I'd be like, oh my god, like am I clean? Like why do you want to do that? Like am I the freak if I let you? Are you the freak for asking?
I get it.
I'd rather just like
I would think it was a joke.
Yeah. Like, knock, knock, who's there? Can I eat your asshole?
If you're Kate, you say yes. Continue with your story.
I just really like it. So when I have sex, I make sure that everything is very clean. I mean, like, I'm crazy about that. It doesn't matter. The point is, it's okay, let's go back to
crazy
story.
About hygiene.
Crazy.
That is crazy.
Crazy.
They're like, oh, I'm sorry, guys. We want to date all these like good-looking guys. I'm like really good about hygiene. Guys, don't judge me. Like, all these are great things that you shouldn't be embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed.
I should be like, I have 3 cats. Nobody wants to eat my asshole. I bathe once a week.
Oh my god. All
don't
right.
Don't be ashamed.
Well, so he's only hungry for my ass, and so I. I'm in a dilemma now, okay? Because in my mind, I thought that this guy wanted to date me. I thought he was interested in me. He's called me many times. We've FaceTimed. So I'm like, thought he was into my personality. But
that
now.
That seems very, like calling?
Calling and FaceTiming? Right.
I honestly think that's like, I would think that's very
dating.
Like a serious
like
relationship.
A dating thing.
When my phone rings, I'm like, it's Kate or my mom.
When guys I don't call. I'm like, someone's dead.
Yeah.
Like, that's my
You're
guys.
Right.
Guys don't
that's
call.
Why I'm so nervous.
So when
yeah.
they call, I'm like, oh my God, they're really into you if they call you, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, because it's just you talking. So
that's
it's like
what I
my
thought.
Phone rings sometimes. I'm like, what's that noise? Like, I forget.
You ever heard Gary Goldman? He's like, your phone isn't even a phone. Your phone is an app that's on your device that you never use. That's. But anyway, so now I'm like, all right, well, I have 2 options because he obviously doesn't want to date me. I was wrong. So I can either kick him out, but he's a really hot porn star. He's in my house and I haven't had sex in like a month or whatever. So I'm like, you know, I think I might just fuck him. I think I'm going to fuck him and I'm going to see how it is. And it might be great material. And so we do it. We have the sex. We have the sex. The sex is, you know, it's fine. It's great. He has a great dick, whatever. But then after the sex, he's like, you know, I'm kind of hungry now. Can we go get food? He's like, it's got to be somewhere quick because I got another scene at 8:00.
Got to go back to work.
Got to go fuck somebody else.
Are you kidding?
No. So I'm like, all right, where do you want to go? He's like, can we go to Chipotle? And I'm like, oh my God, this is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me. Like, I just fucked a guy that I thought wanted to date me. And now we're going out to dinner at Chipotle before he goes to fuck someone else. It's like base.
And that's really nice to them to go eat Chipotle, right? But he's like, I haven't seen, I just ate Chipotle. All right, let's do this. Like,
I know.
What a dick.
So then we go to Chipotle, we get to the front of the line, we get our food, and then he's like, hey, yo, you got this one? I'm a little tight on cash. So I didn't know what to do, so I paid for our burritos. So basically what I'm telling you is I paid for a porn star to fuck me with a Chipotle burrito is what I did. I paid for the burrito, and then I wish that was the end of the story, because that's pretty much the most pathetic thing that's ever happened to me in my life.
Yet.
Then we sit down to eat the burrito. Oh, and what I didn't mention, because it's gross and really embarrassing. This is so embarrassing. Carrie, I'm going to kill you.
It's a good story.
So when we were having the sex, he was like, I really want to come on your face. And I was like, well, you know, you're a porn star. So you like, okay, you can go for it.
You're going to be a bear, be a grizzly, you know?
Go for it.
You just want somebody who has good aim. You're like, you're a professional. You seem like you got this.
Well.
Like, how?
Well.
You're a porn star, so okay.
Set up and you don't even know it, Annabelle.
Yeah, because I'm like, great, try to get it in my mouth. Right? So I close my eyes and I open my mouth and then he's like, look at me. So I open my eyes and right when I open my eyes, he comes and he gets it in my eye. It's in my eye. Yeah. It lands in my eye.
Very unprofessional.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Very right? Amateurish.
So, but I didn't want to be rude and be like, oh. Or it
was you
like,
don't want to be rude? Are you? Yeah. You don't want to offend him?
Yeah, I didn't want to offend him or be like,
I don't want to offend this Prince Charming. I don't want to lose this one on the line. Wait, you just fucking potentially blinded you.
I know. So we're sitting at Chipotle and like halfway through the burrito, my eye starts to like swell up. And he's like, what's going on with your eye? And I'm like, you came like, in my really, eye.
He's like, it's really grossing me out. I can't even eat my Chipotle paid for it. You could like turn around. It's gross. Really like a gypsy.
I was freaking out. I'm like, what if I have like syphilis of the eye? Like, what if there's something? His like babies are swimming around. So my eye is pregnant.
The next day we were talking on the phone and she was
you need to
at
go to an eye doctor.
Getting oh stuff to flush out her eye because it was red the next day.
She's right. I'm
your
driving.
Eye was having a miscarriage.
I had a meeting the next day. I'm trying.
That's you're great, bleeding out.
That's a great tag because I'm going to do this on stage. Thank you. I'm driving the next day to a meeting and my eye is swelling and watering so bad. I can't see. I had to pull over the car. I'm calling Carrie. I'm like, I can't see. My eye is swelling shut. I don't
know.
Do
you need me to come get you?
Yeah.
It's an emergency.
Oh my God.
That's friendship.
I know. And then Jen is texting me. She's like, you need to go to the hospital. I'm like, what am I going to tell them?
Well,
I let a porn star come in my eye. I need an STD
well,
test for my eyeball.
He was, well,
if you went to a hospital in the valley, they're like, again, same shit as always. You'd be like, it's not pink eye. I have great hygiene. I promise. They belong to eat my asshole. It's like boa. It's always the highest rated restaurant.
I know. So
five stars, but $1 sign.
The best part is at lunch when I'm like, you came in my eye. And he's like, that's kind of hot. Do you feel like a porn star? I was like, no, I feel like I have pink eye.
Right?
I feel like my eye is pregnant.
That how do you feel like a porn star?
Do you feel like a porn star? No. I feel like the biggest loser.
Something similar happened
to I feel
one
really, really fucked, but like, so I guess, yeah, I do feel like a porn star.
Here's the other thing, too.
You fucked me in so many different ways
oh
today.
Oh, my God. Here's the best part of it. As we're leaving, he's like 27 minutes. I go, what? He goes, sorry, I'm so used to timing how long I fuck from working in porn that I actually look at my watch when I start. It's a bad habit. I'm like, you know exactly how long we fuck for? He's like, 27 minutes. I was like, that's disappointing.
Is that like before you go for a run? You set that timer on your watch?
Yeah. He's like, Rain Man. He's like, it's been exactly 27 minutes.
It's like an egg timer goes off in his head.
So something similar like that happened to one of my friends at her bachelorette party. She had it in Mexico, which is stupid.
Oh, God.
Thank God.
The disease is there. The eye disease is there. Jesus.
One of the strippers.
Can't even flush out with water.
Afterwards, she got a crab in her eye.
What?
And had to go to the doctor.
Like a pubic? Like a
yeah.
little...
And had to wear an eye patch for a while. I thought it'd be funny, and I suggested this to you, that you be the comic in a bikini with an eye patch.
Dude, the best part is I had a date the next day with, like, this really nice guy that I've been seeing. And so I had to text him on the way and go, hey, I don't want to cancel, but just so you know, I was at a barbecue yesterday, and something flew in my eye.
It's an elaborate...
I was like, and it's really good, swollen. I'm going to go to the doctor. I might be wearing an eye patch. And he's so sweet. He's like, put a hot compress on it.
Oh, God, if only he knew.
thing is, Kate, you're that beautiful and funny and likable that you're the only girl who could pull off an eye patch where it's like, even if you had no eyes, you could like walk in the room, guys, and still be like, where it's like, if I had like a band-aid by my eye, they're like, get out! Boo!
Stupid. You're so
but it's
hot.
Like, you are the only person who could like pull off an eye patch and people would be like, oh, that should be a genre on like you porn. Oh, like,
oh my God.
I'm super into it.
Thank
Annabelle
you.
And I would have like Burberry eye patches.
Yeah.
We'd have like designer eye
mine's covered in cat hair.
He's like, what's on your eye patch? Like, sorry,
with
I have
the
my
fake eyelash.
It's just my cat.
Oh, glued to it.
Well, enough about me. That was my saga. What's up with you?
What a great ad for Chipotle, though.
Is it really?
I can knock off all the E. coli stuff in the news. I mean, like, wow.
I'm so embarrassed that I just told, like, literally, this is absolutely the most embarrassing story I've ever told on this show, but it's also the most embarrassing thing I've ever done. Like, this is new for me. I'm trying to learn to have casual sex. I really am, because I'm in my 30s, and, like, I've been talking about this a lot lately, but, like, are you guys, like, crazy horny? Like, super just crazy, like, all the time horny?
I love that you said, and you're like, I'm trying to learn to have casual sex. Like, it's a foreign language. You're like, I'm really trying to learn it. It's hard.
Casual sex? Chinese.
It is hard. I catch feelings when guys cuddle me.
Yeah.
I do. Like, even that porn guy, for like a little while after, like, he was like, let's cuddle. And I was like, no.
Just kick me out and ask for your parking pass.
Please.
That's what I need.
Thank you.
And then I won't catch feelings.
Yeah. If you don't love me, don't cuddle me. Kick me the fuck out. Just kick me out. It's so much better for me.
You guys are like, okay, done. Like,
done.
But like,
I think for most guys, like, women have to tell them, like, please cuddle me. And they're like, how long do I technically have to do this so you still come back again?
I don't know. Like, there's this one guy that I was hooking up with that, like, some nights he would be such a cuddler, he like wouldn't get off me, to the point where he'd be like, get off. And other nights he wouldn't touch me at all, and I always wondered, like, what that meant, like, why some nights he'd be like on the other side of the bed and some nights he'd cuddle me. I'm like,
that's the girl in us.
Really, you think?
I always say I analyze reports for work, and I don't analyze any of my work reports the way that I do a text message from a guy.
Oh, we're horrible, are we not?
I haven't talked about boys the way I do with you, like, even in eighth grade when I was at the peak of my boy craziness. I talk about boys more now that I'm like 39 and like premenopausal.
Yeah. Well, it's
that I ever have.
It's what we're dealing with. You know, I had an agent come to one of my shows a couple weeks ago. He was like, Kate, you know, you're so funny, but I'd love to see you get up there and talk about something besides like relationships and sex and how you feel about what you look like. And I was like, that's all my life is right now.
Life.
Right. I was like, literally, I mean, I'm in my 30s. I'm ravenously horny. I'm trying to learn how to have casual sex without the feelings. I want to have sex, but I barely have sex because I'm terrified of falling for people or getting a disease or being looked at as a whore. And it's
losing,
like,
your eye.
Yeah, going blind.
Barely hanging on.
Spending all my money on Chipotle.
And Annabelle might get these too. Sometimes I get those free mailers for Chipotle.
Yes.
I'll keep them for you next time. You can.
Fuck
you. You can get like free
I'm never
salsa
paying
if you buy a breedable.
I mean, I've never paid for sex before. I've never even paid for a date. I don't pay for dates. Usually. I fell, okay? I had a moment. But what do you do when a guy's like, you got this? How do you say no?
You say,
well,
I'm gonna go to the bathroom, I'll be right back. Or you say, like, oh, let me look at something, or I have to check my phone, I have to, like, somebody's calling me, and you leave.
Well, what
you
if you would
leave.
Have been like, I didn't have my wallet?
No, or you say, like, oh, I got
money
this.
On me.
You say, oh, I got this. This is my burrito. You pay for yours, and you walk out.
Yeah, that probably would have been
I mean, I would have been shocked in the moment.
You would, right, I was shocked in the moment. I was like,
what is happening?
Maybe he's broke. I don't know his situation.
I think they make good money, though, right?
I mean, they make a lot of money. The guy that I was hooking up with told me he was making, like, at least $800 a scene.
Yeah. That's like, and it sounded like he filmed, like, 18 scenes the day he went over there, so it felt like that would have been a flush with cash type of.
He made $2,000 that day, and I bought him a burrito.
Yeah.
All right, it's fine. I didn't buy him guacamole. I feel like I'm okay on that.
Jen, I respect you for that. You had
things.
She set boundaries.
Can we move on to you guys? Because I'm embarrassed. Let's move on to you. What? Tell me about your dating. Annabelle, I don't really know anything about how you date, who you date.
I don't know either, because I don't. I don't have the opportunity to. So it's not like I'm like, oh, I'm too shy. I need to be
what
private.
Do you think? Yeah,
I don't have.
Because you are. You're absolutely gorgeous. You're funny.
Guys.
I just found out maybe you're not nice, but that's what
yeah,
you said.
Yeah, oh no. not at all.
Are you bitchy to guys?
But I think guys like that.
Because you're so nice. She's lying. She's so nice. She sends me the nicest messages of like anyone I've ever met.
I do. I send Kate like, and I honestly mean them. Like, so, but I... Like, I'm so detailed about them, and there's so much. It's like one of those like really long like Hallmark cards that you like, they have like 20 poems in them, and you just like sign your name. You're like, ah, they've put everything I'd want to say in here.
They mean so much to me.
But it's like, I write her like such deep, intense stuff where I'm like, she's going to think that I'm like in love with her.
No.
Which I totally am, but it's like, I wonder if you're like on the road and creeped out. You're like, why is she? No, and I'll send them at weird times.
I would bet.
Can so I just say, like, she sends me messages that like, you know what, in this business, as a woman, being a comedian, sometimes, especially being like an attractive woman, sometimes I take a lot of shit. Like that agent that came to see me told me that I should wear turtlenecks on stage because the audience can't hear me when I dress like this. And I was, what? Yeah.
He wants you to wear Dickies.
He actually like, said turtlenecks. I was like, where do I go to buy that? 1985? Yeah, I don't know.
He wants you to wear a giant like jacket, like
yes,
like
seriously.
A Paula Poundstone, like
yes. So, but like so many people, I take a lot of that from people, and there are a lot of girls that I think don't really like me because I can be a little like hypersexual and stuff sometimes in my, and whatever, the point is, Annabelle,
maybe they just have dirty assholes and they are jealous of what they can't have.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. But you have always been very super sweet.
I send her text messages like the length of when you see somebody's phone and it's just like this huge long paragraph where you're like, they are in a huge fight. Like nobody sends that long of something, but I do.
But you're
those
awesome.
Are my love letters. That's been the most
so nice.
I love you for it.
Especially in this industry or in this business, and even just the 7 months I lived in LA, like you don't know who's really like a friend and who's a comedy friend. And I think stuff like that, that's prompted.
It's the only real thing about me. It's the only real thing.
It means so much to me. We won't stay on this topic, but like, I mean, seriously, like, when I get them, I'm always just like, I can't, because I respect you so much and I think you're so talented and funny. So when someone you really respect sends you that kind of a message,
you're the only person to feel that way about. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go back to your dating life though. So you don't date for real?
No, I haven't been on a date in when I say relationship, it was like 4 months, and our only dates were at McDonald's because that is all he could afford. And that's not a joke. I wish it was.
Where did you find him?
Oh, the Comedy Store. Like, big surprise.
Of course.
Was he like a comedian?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
So but it's like,
I'm sorry for
a lot
that,
of people think that I am like, I'm super like that I would be really judgmental about how much money somebody makes or anything. And it's like, that's not it. I don't go for looks, and I clearly don't go for money. Like the bottom of the barrel, I'm like, I wonder if I could get him. Like it's normally like me approaching them and they're like, eh, all right. They're never like, oh, thank you for giving me a chance. Like, you know, Ryan Gosling in The Notebook where he's like, I'm, you know, just give me.
Yeah.
I never had somebody like threaten suicide, like hanging on a Ferris wheel. I'm not asking for that, but it's like, I go for such pieces of shit. And so when they acknowledge me, like, not like, oh, thanks for, when they're like, yeah, we're the same type of piece of shit, I guess we could try this. I'm like, no, you're supposed to be like, thank
you. Right.
You're like, supposed to like acknowledge.
I'm
like,
going for you because you're at such a low level. I think that you'll be like, oh my God, she's out of my league.
And I'm like, I'll totally
amazing.
Pick you up in my G-Wagon. I'll pay. Like, can we go to Red Lobster? I'll pay for it. And they're like, no. So it's like our only dates were at McDonald's and he would pay for it with a gift card that his uncle would send him. And this man was 40, by the way. I said man very loosely.
Who has McDonald's gift cards?
And when their card machine was down, he was like, would like literally like jangle like pennies. He's like, I don't. And he would try to like count out, like do the fake girl thing where you're like, I'm going to reach for my.
Oh,
so
my
he would
God.
Like take like a nickel and he'd be like, I don't know, nickel, 3 pennies. I don't know. And I'm just like, I got it. Here.
And he wasn't embarrassed?
Was he embarrassed, or was I embarrassed?
No, him. Like, you.
Oh no,
he
like. No, he's like, I don't give a fuck. He's like, you're lucky. You're lucky. You were able.
He
to
He had to be such an extreme narcissist.
I mean, he's a male comedian. It wasn't even like one of those nice McDonald's, because there are some like that are nice.
Yeah.
You know, that like have the bathrooms locked up. Like the one on La Brea is very nice. Like the kind of like old fashioned one. It was not that. It was.
That's what I look for in a McDonald's,
a
locked bathrooms. By the way, if the bathroom door has a lock on it, it's usually in a neighborhood where they need to
typically
lock the door because junkies are hanging out in the bathroom.
This one, I've never seen a McDonald's have to have their own security team, where it was in the worst part of Koreatown, where they had to have two security guards because there were so much bum fighting. It was like a bum fighting like cock ring.
Well, that sounds cool though. I would hang
like,
for that.
It was like cocking, but of like,
why that
schizophrenic
McDonald's, though? Were you guys just in that area?
No, because like that's where like he lived.
Oh my God.
And I also live close to a fine McDonald's, also a 24-hour IHOP that is lovely, has complimentary valet.
I love the IHOP.
You know, yeah. It has free valet. Like, it's very nice.
Wow.
And I was like, can we go? Sorry. Yeah. I was like, can we go there? And it's so close to my, like, so close to my apartment. And he's like, no, we're going to go to the one in Koreatown. I was like, but that one has, I don't care about going to McDonald's. I love, you know.
Oh my God.
That, like, I'm
it's
loving
so
it.
Funny. You're like,
but can we just, can any other McDonald's? He's like, no, this is my McDonald's. Like, that was his cheers. And I was
oh
like,
oh my
okay.
God. If you have a
and
McDonald's.
That guy broke up with me. So,
no. He dumped you.
Yeah.
Is he still doing comedy?
I mean, I wouldn't say he was doing comedy before. I mean, technically, like...
Is he like a 40-year-old open micer?
Basically, I aim high, you guys. If I aimed as high as my eyebrows, I'd be great.
Can we just discuss that all three of us are so fucked up? Why are we... I'm fucking porn stars who can't afford Chipotle. You're fucking guys that are taking you to not only McDonald's, but like the one McDonald's that you're like, can we just go to one where heroin addicts aren't hanging out?
Can we just go to one where a person doesn't die, like every...
Or those bums fighting
yeah,
outside.
Yeah, we're like,
for your
are
leftovers.
They
like,
I don't. Right, and Carrie, I know your damage. Like, I know the guys that you go through. Well, like, no offense, but I
yeah,
mean,
no,
like,
it's a fine.
I know a guy that you fucked stole a boogie board from your house.
Yeah, while I was in
Why
the shower.
Why do you have a boogie board?
Well, that's actually the better question. I don't know. I thought maybe I'd want to try it.
If you're going to steal something, like, steal the fucking DVD player. He stole a boogie board.
I feel like he almost did you a favor. Like, I mean, if he's going to steal anything, take the boogie board. It's like, somebody, somebody stole my lava lamp. Like, it's he's doing you a favor.
If he didn't tell me, I wouldn't have noticed.
Why do you have a boogie board?
Wait, he told you?
I lived by the water at the time, and I thought maybe I'd want to take it up.
He texted you like, yo, took your boogie board, good knowing
yeah,
you?
Yeah, like, I had to go to Vegas, and so he was like, okay, I'm going to call an Uber, and I was like, well, I have to jump in the shower. And he was like, all right, well, I'll probably be gone by the time you get out. When I got out, I was like, oh, I texted him because he wore like a wife beater and a shirt over it. So I'm like, oh, you left your shirt here. And he's like, oh, damn it. Well, by the way, I took your boogie board. And I was like, what? And then, I mean, that
by
was
By the
it.
Way.
Yeah, by the way. And
BT Dubs stole your shit, girl.
We didn't hang out after that, but I did see him using it on Instagram, and it looks like it's living a good life.
That's nice, though.
It did get a lot of views. It's good. I shouldn't
judge boogie boards, like, because I'm from a piece of shit town in Florida. So it's like our boogie boards, like, were made of styrofoam that
yeah,
kids
no,
would get
it was
at Rite Aid.
I love
yeah.
boogie
okay,
boards.
Yeah,
I love boogie boarding board. just to say, I hate to admit this, but, like, it's such a good workout and it's so fun. So, like, yeah. maybe.
But you have to be in a bathing suit, Kate. I know you hate that.
I know. I do have a problem with bikinis. But yeah, when I boogie board, though, I do wear a rash guard.
I wear my bikini.
The rash guard.
I wear a rash guard.
You're
so.
Serious about that.
I'm legit. I wear the,
You're
I got
not
the fins
this.
And shit. Can you imagine me out there? I'm like so pro. I've got like my reef fins on. I got my rash guard. I wear like the goggles. With
you
like
have your wax to like go on the styrofoam?
Yeah, I use surf wax on my boogie board just to look legit. You guys are the best. I want to keep this going forever. I talked for too long on this episode. Guys, can we go?
No, I interrupted you for too long.
Can we go over by like 5 or 10 minutes? Do we have? Okay, we're going to, because I want to hear more from you guys. This can't be over yet. We need to, first of all, tell me what you're looking for in a man.
My dream, like what I'm looking for in a guy is, I mean, preferably if they were Jewish, but like I have to be lax on that. But we are in Hollywood, so you would think that would be easier.
Yeah.
I just want, like, all I care about is that they're funny and that they like animals and they're polite to waiters. Like, those are my top three.
That's it?
Like, I feel like I see a very low.
Good attributes.
You like, know, like animals, polite to waiters,
if,
Jewish.
Like, if they have to be funny. Like, I have to think
I have
that they're
someone
funny
for
and
you.
Smart.
What about the guy who just
Paul
left?
Eliah.
Yeah, the guy who just left.
He's a comedian, but he's smart? More of an actor, and he's so hot, and he's...
He
so
seems really
funny.
Nice.
Oh, he's way
and
too
he's
good
Jew.
Looking. Oh, I also go for
no,
terrible looking people.
No,
like,
what?
The better looking someone is, the less attracted I am to them.
Like, do you, I get intimidated.
Yeah, I'm just like, my first, okay, I've only slept with two people. I've only had two boyfriends. So, and,
I am such a whore.
No, you are a regular, no, I'm a weirdo.
No, that's so cool.
No, it's...
Why is that?
You're the only... No, you're the only person to use that word. It's weird and sad. Most people use weird, sad.
Guys love that. You're
you
like
have terrible hygiene.
You're untouched. You're basically like untouched vagina.
Because nobody
like a
wants
virgin.
To...
No.
I'm flashing people all day being like, please touch it. And they're like, no.
Wow, you've only slept with two. That's crazy. Have you had great sex?
I mean, I don't want to brag, but my gynecologist did tell me that I could model my vagina. She was like, she's a 90-year-old like Russian woman who should not be practicing, because she came in, she's like, oh, you're 19 with cervical cancer? And I was like, no, that's not my chart, but thank you for thinking I'm 19, which shows you how terrible her eyesight is. So it could be a disaster down there. But she was like, oh, vagina, it's beautiful. You could model it. And I was like, all I heard was I could be a model. So it could be for like one of those pamphlets for STDs. Like, it could be modeling for something bad.
She's like, can I take photo? You're like, please put it everywhere.
I'm the star of a free clinic that I don't know about. But it's like, you have to know, somebody's having a model for those.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Absolutely.
Google images, those diseases. That could be me, you guys.
Watch what you sign at the doctor's office.
Next top vagina.
America's next top vagina. Annabelle, the sister. So, all right. So do you tell guys this when you do? I mean, you must go on. How do you?
I honestly don't date. Like, I've been on 5 dates since I've been here. I've lived here for 6 years. So, averaging pretty well.
Would you want to go on a date that I set you up on and then come talk about it?
Sure.
Yes. I'm going to set her up with Paul.
I love that.
I'm going to set her up. If you'll go out with him. He's so cute. Well, I don't know if he's Paul.
I love it.
I feel like this is one of those romantic comedy movies where he was like, well, it started off as a bet. She's paying me. I was writing an article. And how it's like always they're forced.
Maybe it won't be Paul. You know what we should do? I have a plan.
You're Lainey Boggsing me from She's All That.
We all pick shitty guys. I pick shitty guys. Carrie picks shitty guys. You pick McDonald's guys. So I think what we should do, which would be really fun, is we should all set each other up on a date. We get to pick a guy for the other person. We all have to go on said date, and then we have to come back on an episode, and we have to talk about the dates.
Oh, I like it.
Are you guys down for that?
I am down, but who's paying for the date? Like, I feel like it's going to be all of us.
The guys. Okay. We're going to pick guys.
Well, we know Kate will pay for dates. Goal. So...
Depending on
Kate, I'm coming up a little short.
I'll pay for everyone. You don't get the guac though.
Could we go on a triple date?
I mean,
is that too much?
Oh my god, there's like that app. Have you guys been on the
what app?
I've only lasted like Tinder and Bumble. I've been on them collectively for I lasted not even one day, and I deleted them. I can't handle it. But there was like this dating app where it set you up, like you would go on a date with it was two of your friends, and then it would be they were matched, they're like matchmakers, and they match you with like three guy friends, and so you guys all go out on a group date,
see who hits it off.
So like my friend Jess, I went with Jessica Michelle.
Nice.
And we had a great, and my friend Lindsay, she was like, she's actively looking for a relationship, she like takes this seriously.
One of those.
And me and Jessica were like, let's go have fun and like make fun of them. So we used to ask like our own personal roast. We're like, right. Well, you know, we don't want to pay $5 for an open mic, let's just go to this date. And they were an hour late. And they were engineers from Ventura. So it's not even like...
You wouldn't even date them.
No, it's like they're not, you know, locationally, you know,
right.
Desirable.
If you don't live in LA, you should know that if anyone lives more than 6 miles from you, you're not dating them. Like, that's basically...
I mean, I could barely come here. I mean, it's because I love you.
Thank you.
If it's not in my apartment, I'm just like, ew.
I know. No, seriously. I met the hottest guy who lives in Santa Monica, and I'm like,
oh, I don't know if I can
be in Antarctica.
I'm never going to see you. Yeah. Yeah. Although I do like the idea of, I call it bi-coastal dating, when like you live in Hollywood and they live at the beach, because then it's kind of nice, because if I want to be at the beach, I have a place to crash. If, you know, I want to be in Hollywood, I have a place to crash. So if you can set it up right, it's kind of like bi-coastal living.
And getting used to that boogie board.
That's right.
That's right. We're going to do this. We're going
to set
this up.
Okay, I only know Earl Skakel and my Postmates delivery guy, so I'm going to have to.
Okay, well, it can't be one of them. Okay. It can't be one of them. But no, we're going to figure
this.
Even if you get them off a dating site, we can make this work, but we're going to do this. This is happening. This is happening, and we're going to report back.
It's happening.
I don't think it should be a triple date. I think you should have to go on a real date.
Oh, no, that went terribly. It was like a knockoff cast of the Big Bang Theory, and the fact that none of them asked for our numbers at the end, we were like sort of like, not like we were going to go on a date, like with
you
again, but it was like insulting that you didn't ask.
Right.
Like, and they did not even friend us on Facebook.
But I have a question about this, though. Did you guys, like, was it the kind of thing where the matchmaker was like, you'd be good with this one, you'd be good? Because you and Sarah Jessica are so, I'm sorry, Jessica Michelle, are so different.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you're polar opposites, I think. So if you guys showed up, then is it like, then you guys figure out who fits who, or how does that
work? I think it was that the main person who's actually, you know, trying to find a relationship and wants love in their life, which was Lindsay, I think she's matched up with somebody and they're like, hey, bring, you know, two people, two of your friends who don't have anything going on. So me and Jessica were like, us, nothing.
Where did you meet them?
We met them at, it's this weird restaurant, like on the Bright. It's like, it was like a speakeasy. Where you had to have like a password to get in. And I was just like, oh God, it was like a guy dressed like an old magician at the front. And he's like,
oh,
that sounds
cool.
I've
been there.
That sounds fun.
It's
I
a really
like
dark
this.
Key.
Yes. Yes.
What's it called?
The key something.
Huh.
It was something where I was like, not, oh, we're
maybe
doing.
Maybe the key club.
Because they set up.
I know, I've been there.
The matchmaker, or like the app sets up the date. And so they pick the place and whatever.
Wow. Like a yenta?
Yeah, sort of. Like a less invasive yenta.
Okay. I want a yenta. So you're going to be mine. So who's going to... you're going to set my date up. Carrie, you know me too well.
Yeah.
You're going to set my date up. Okay. I'm going to set up Carrie's date. And Carrie's going to set up Annabelle's date.
Okay.
We're doing this. Okay. We're doing this. Guys, it's happening.
I'm going to have to reach out to my veterinarians. I know. No.
Yeah, I would like just anyone with tattoos.
Okay, what is your...
Half black athlete, pro athlete. Just kidding. I'm kidding. No, but I think what's fun about this is it doesn't have to be my type. And that's the thing, because my type clearly isn't working. And your type
so
isn't
good
working.
So a good-looking porn star.
No porn stars.
No porn stars.
No porn stars, no comedians. That's all I ask. And preferably no actors. Someone outside the business. How about that?
Okay, so somebody with a job. Somebody
someone with
a
job.
Real job.
The job.
Fully employed.
Somebody who will not age out and then never get hired again.
And maybe not a fighter, because I've gone down the fighter. Let's try.
Anybody who could possibly have a show on HBO, whether it be Real Sex or Gigolos.
Yeah, no
real-time boxing.
Show on HBO.
Okay.
All right. But we, unfortunately, we're out of time. This went by so fast. You guys just killed
like
it.
Like my ovary. We are out of time.
You guys were amazing. Thank you for coming on. And I can't wait to come back and follow up with this.
Do we bring the guys?
We might bring the guys. We'll think about that. We might bring the guys if we can get them in here. That would be fantastic.
Trick them with Chipotle.
Oh my God. Maybe I'll bring... I should have him on. I should have Chipotle guy on to defend himself.
And pay you back.
Yeah. Give me at least that $7. where can everyone find you guys?
You can find me at my blog at AdderallandCompliments.com. And then my Instagram is just Annabelle DeSisto.
Perfect. And
it's
Carrie?
You can find me at WhiteWineTrueCrime.com. And I like 5-star ratings. And positive compliments. If you have nothing nice to say, then just move on to another one.
You're hilarious. And your Twitter is at
Carrie Martin 722.
722.
My birthday, July 22nd. I'm going to be 40.
Oh, we got to have a big party. Register for that shit, girl. Register. You're getting gifts.
I tried to register at a Crate and Barrel because I know I'm never going to get married or have kids. I just feel like it's fair.
It is fair. It's like the episode of Sex and the City where she's like, yo, if you don't get married or have kids, you never get anything. You get nothing.
And you spend so much money on all of your
friend stuff. Yeah.
Good
so
for you.
I think you should register.
Right?
You should register.
I'm going to.
I agree.
I don't need anything.
You guys, you do. You need.
Do
we all need things. You know what? If I were you, I'd register
we have
for
love. Isn't that enough?
Register for McDonald's gift cards and give them to
Annabelle.
I need them, guys. I need them.
Guys, this has been another episode of Date Fails. You have been fabulous. Follow me at Kate Q Funny on everything. And I will post a photo with us so you can find these two lovely ladies. And if you would like to go on a date with any one of the three of us,
please,
we will also be happy to take suitors offline. So that's what we should do. So maybe we should go out with one of you guys. So if you want to go on a date with us, tweet at me at Kate Q Funny and we'll try to work that out. I love you guys. This is Date Fails. Bye.
Bye.